Blog Talk Radio.
All praise and back to the name of the Lord. Hello, everyone. This is Ambassador Hagen, and we're here with the First Fruit. Join us as we go into service with Dr. Bernard Johnson, the International Ambassador. God bless you. Welcome.
One, we've been having some unwanted business during the week. Somebody who's with us on the line. I asked that they would identify.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah. All right.
I'll praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Good morning and welcome to the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Conference Fund. This is Ambassador Hagen. He is here to get the instructions to mute your line now. Press the number 4 and then press the star key. If the announcement that says now, admitted or unmuted. To interact with the host, those of you who joined us by way of video, simply press the number 1 on your handset. Those of you who have a question from the conference, please press 5-star on your handset. To respect this conference as one who attends their local church service or as one who is in the presence of dignity, please be sure you do not use your speakerphone mode while participating in the live conference. Please be sure you do not open 2 phone lines close by each other, such as your cell phones, your computer phone, Skype, Magic Jack, etc. Please be sure you do not leave your loved ones alone in the room with the phone holding private conference sessions. It certainly could become public knowledge. You want to always respect our outstanding platform, the praise report, the prayer request, and the wisdom seminar. For each of these, the basic core always apply. That is, always identify yourself. Give your name, air record, and the city you're calling from. And remember, you have a maximum of 2 minutes to participate. We welcome all of you. Today is Friday, so do prepare your hearts in advance. Further in the broadcast, you will hear the instructions. Thanks so much for listening, and thanks so much for obeying the instructions. And now, the man that God is using all over the world, the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention, the founder of the New Spiritual Awakening, known as the Billion Praise Awakening, the International Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson.
Everybody, God bless you and you. Thank God for you being here. We just thank God for this day. A lot of people went in last night, but here we are, able to give God praise. We want to thank Him for what He's done, for all of His goodness and kindness and love and tender mercy. Heavenly Father, You are so real, so real. If I get the opportunity, I'll tell the whole world, God, that You're the only true and living God. All others are imposters. You're the only true and living God. You're the only one who can answer all prayers. You're the only one who can be in a billion places at the same time. We love you. We thank you. You've proven faithful to everything that you said in your word, the Holy Bible. We believe you, Lord, more than we believe ourselves. We believe you, and we appreciate you. We dare not come to you without asking you to forgive us for all, every sin, Lord, of thought, every sin of deed, every sin of omission, every sin of commission. Help us to forgive those who have trespassed against us. And Lord, bless this prayer line. We ask the Holy Ghost to come in and take over. You're welcome on this line, and you're welcome to take full control. God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Holy Ghost, fall on the line. Do what only you can do. Bless like only you can bless. Make a way like only you can make a way. And we thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. For everything that you've done. Thank you, Lord, especially for redeeming us from sin. Thank you for the atoning blood of Jesus Christ. How Jesus volunteered to come down from heaven, Lord, and through one man all were considered guilty, through Adam.
Thank you.
And then through one man, the God-man, all forgiven for sin. And thank you for Jesus, our Savior forever.
Thank you
for embracing
those of Jesus. Thank you.
God, for the anointing of the Holy Ghost came to destroy every yoke. Thank you, Lord, for reversing the curse that was on mankind. You delivered, you blessed, you helped. We just thank you.
Thank you.
Lord, we ask this morning that you look on every person on this line. Don't let them leave the same way they came. Let the anointing of the Holy Ghost bless, bless, bless. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And we thank you for it. Give us miracles.
Thank you.
Bonafide miracles on this line.
Yes, Lord,
let your blessings go forth. In Jesus' name we pray, and for the glory of God we pray. Thank God. Amen. And amen, and amen. And God bless all of you on this line this morning. The Lord bless you. And good morning to everybody. To everybody, good morning. God bless you. Let's take time to speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning, Father. Good morning.
Praise the Lord for all of you on the line. Let's wake up here because we don't want to give God a secondhand praise. We want to give him glorious praise. Do you realize many people were on that list last night that went on home? They'll have funerals at the close, all next week and at the end of next week. And thank God it's not yours. So why don't you wake up and give the Lord praise? We're going to have a praise check here. And come on, let's open up and solidify this line. And let's give God praise and adoration. Let's do it. Praise check in the name of Jesus. Praise check.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, in the name of Jesus, God bless you, Lord.
You can do it, Frank. You can do it.
Holy Lord, in the name of
our way maker.
Good morning, Lord. Oh, God, a good morning, praise. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
God bless all of you, God.
Glory to God.
Love and praise God in the morning.
Thank you.
We get up, sing. That's why we call
it
first.
All about you, Lord. All about you.
Yes.
Give me my first fruits of praise.
Thank
Amen.
You.
And God bless all of you. Wonderful time. Wonderful
thank
day.
You.
And thank God this is Friday. Amen. Yes. And some of you have had some tests during the week. Thank Him for your test. Sometimes when you have tests, that's a sign that God is preparing you for a greater blessing. Amen. So thank God. I woke up this morning trying to get the instructions for the prayer line this morning, and the Lord said, you haven't had your wisdom seminar in a while. I want you to have your wisdom seminar for a while this morning. And then He said, I said, what did we discuss? He said, discuss patience. Amen. Because some of my people are not willing to wait on me. They're in such a big hurry to receive everything. And I many times I'm molding and I'm shaping them into what I want them to be. Then He told me, looking at Isaiah 40:28, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, He fainteth not, neither is weary, there is no searching of His understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might He increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, or like weak eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. And that word is to those who wait upon the Lord, but they that wait. Amen. I want to talk about waiting this morning. Have you had any experiences where God bless you just simply by waiting on Him? I have. I've had some experiences where I simply waited on the Lord, and God proved Himself to me. Some of y'all, you want that house so bad. Yeah. And God hasn't told you to get it. He's been holding off. You haven't heard Him say yes. And you just, in such a big hurry, you don't even know that the house is infested with termites. God hadn't told you to move. Looks good from the outside, but something's wrong on the inside. Oh, did anybody catch that? Hell, my God. I got to get that. But you just don't have time to wait on Him. You didn't see that He wanted you to move a little further out, and He had a beautiful home for the same money, but you just refused to wait on Him. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. I want to talk about waiting today. If you've got any kind of word to help us on waiting, amen. Don't have a long time, but the line is open to you. I've got a lot of things to do today. This is our day, and we got to receive gifts. We need them for the convention. So, but I do want to talk about waiting. Two or three people who got a word on waiting, come on. The line is open to you. Don't have time to waste. Come on. Anybody got anything on waiting? Anybody
Praise.
Ever waited on the Lord and God gave you a miracle?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Pastor Johnson?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes, I hear you. Go ahead, Mother.
Well, you know, I think sometimes that I get a little anxious Well, when I said that, it's because, like, when time comes for my rent to be paid, and, you know, I don't know where it's coming from, but the Lord always makes a way. Should I get itches or should I get, like, I can't? I don't know what to say.
Well, that's the human element, Mother. The human element always is not full of faith. The spiritual man is full of faith. They that believe and wait on the Lord. Most people are not spiritual. Most people are just full of the human element. So it's a part of all of us. That's why faith is so strong and overcomes the human element. And so you have to trust the Lord. Just remember, if he did it before, it was a sign that he can do it again.
Well, that's what's always come to me. If I did it before, I can do it again. But before then, that's when I get a little anxious. Can you help me?
Yeah. First of all, let me correct you, if you don't mind, as a lamb coming to you as an older mother. First of all, you didn't do it. You said, I did it before, but I can do it again. You didn't do it before. God.
Amen.
And God used you. Amen. If God used you before, he's full of ideas. He can do it again. So, faith without works is dead. So when the Lord speaks to you, move. And the Lord will do it again. Amen. He will. He used you before. He can use you again. He can bless you again. And just rely on the Lord. And all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. If you acknowledge him. See, most people acknowledge their brother or their sister or their friend. What you think about this, Cheryl? I did this such and so and so and so. What you think about it? Well, and then they'll go to the God. God, I need your help. I need your help on da 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 da. But you acknowledge Cheryl first. And now it's hard to hear from him because he doesn't feel good about it. He wants to be first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all this other stuff will be added. But you sought Cheryl first. The proper procedure is to go to him first.
Yes, sir.
And tell him, Lord, I don't know nothing. What you think about it? Amen. Help me in the name of Jesus, I ask. Help me. And he'll help you. Give you fresh ideas, and he expects you to have faith to believe him with works. Do what he gave you to do and see what the Lord does for you. All right?
Yes.
God bless you. Someone else, you have word on waiting. We're talking about waiting this morning. This is the Wisdom Seminar. The line is open to you. Anyone?
Praise the Lord, Dr. Johnson. Good morning, First Fruit Prayer Line. This is Pastor Stern this morning, and I just thank God for Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, and I do greet the saints of God on this morning. But a very familiar scripture that we all are familiar with is out of Isaiah 40 and 31 says, hear that, and I want to read it. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. And Psalms 27 and 14 say, wait on the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. And I just want to say that very familiar scripture was there before we even was born. And the saints down through the years have trusted God on that scripture to wait on the Lord. And when we in our going through things of trials and tribulations, we know that waiting brings patience, and patience brings tribulations, and not tribulations to us, but tribulations to learn a lesson through the Spirit of the Lord, that when we wait on the Lord, that there is victory in the end. And I want to say to Mother Johnson of Indiana and agree with Dr. Johnson that the natural man is always going to be there, and that's the enemy's job, is to put fear upon us. All of us experience it. All of us go through it. But if we continue to know that Isaiah told us to wait on the Lord, don't get ahead of him. And sometimes we want it now, but we want to see the manifestation of the Lord, that when we wait, he will show up in due time. But he said, when you wait, he will renew your strength. Your strength get renewed and shall mount up with wings as eagles. That's a message all by itself. As the eagle began to mount up like and soar, like a plane, like an airplane, it just don't take off. Amen. It has to go through different stages before it gets to the elevation that it can even go in the sky. It has to start off, and that's how the saint of God is we got to mount up and we build up our most holy faith, amen, through the Spirit of the Lord, through waiting. So I just know that waiting up off in the Lord, because when we go ahead of God, we get blessed, but the blessing don't come the way God purposed it to be. So I do know, I'm even experiencing something now, and sometimes there's nothing we could do about it if God don't bring it before his time that he wanted to be. So while we're waiting, amen, we should be praying and thanking God in advance, amen. Well, Psalms 27 and 4 say, wait on him, be strong, and let your heart take courage, knowing that God is going to bless us in the end. And then on back to Isaiah 40:31, and say, after you mount up with wings as an eagle, your spiritual wings, you shall run. And that's mean running in the spirit and not be weary, knowing that you've seen things like this before. You've seen God. And I just heard Mother Johnson say, well, he always make a way. Well, then that's enough assurance right there to know that he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. And they shall walk and not faint. So I just want to leave that waiting pays off in the Lord. And just while you're waiting, occupy. Seek the face of the Lord. Praise him anyhow. We've been taught, amen, Dr. Johnson told us on April the 6th on a Wednesday that when we pray, praise the Lord in the morning, he called it good morning praise. You can praise him in the morning, praise him in the evening, and praise him at noonday. But waiting pays off, and I just wanted to share that much. And you're going to go through trials and tribulations, but it's not coming to weaken you. It's going to come to make you strong. God bless you, Dr. Johnson.
So much. We appreciate that wonderful word. God bless you. All right, someone else? I got time
Mother
for another.
Mother Johnson from Kansas City.
And Mother Johnson, go ahead.
I agree with what I've heard and I've enjoyed it. But I'd like to add a little something here to it as waiting on the Lord and doing the will of God. Because I believe that whatever we do, we got to stand on the word of God also. Because I believe that Malachi 3, I'm going to that tithe. And Malachi 3, and it says, I started the sixth verse, but anyway, it says, bring all the tithes to the storehouse. Bring it all. Sometimes we come, because our money don't come in as it should and when it should, and it keeps us shaky because we haven't stood on the word of God. Regardless of how little or how great amount of money that God bless us with, we are to pay tithes out of that money. Because God bless us, regardless of how that money comes, God have to open the door and bless us. And tenth of the money that we receive, it belongs to the Lord. And when we fail to bring God's money and hold back on God, then we got a right to be shaky when times come, but when we need things. But if we loosen up and know within our hearts and in our minds and in our spirit and soul, 10% of whatever the Lord bless us with, because we can't have nothing except God bless us. And if we hold back on God, he will hold back on us. And we got to be shaky. But bring all the tithes to the storehouse. And when time comes, when you need them, you don't have to be shaky and feel itchy about your money, about my bills. I don't never worry about bills because I feel like I'm trying to do what God told me to do. And when time comes, he don't give me a whole lot of money, but he give me money to take care of my bills, take care of my business. And I thank God for that. That's the way I see it. If I hold back, I'd be afraid myself that I won't have money to pay my bills next time. But I tell you, standing on the word of God all the way, we got to give on up to the Lord and let the Lord have first place in our lives, regardless to what we got to pay, what we got before us. The Lord knows all of that, and he knows how to make a way, because he promised he'd never leave us nor forsake us, so we don't have to get shaky when time comes if we do what the Lord has said and commanded us to do. God bless you. Bless you.
Thank you, Mother Johnson. That's another angle to it. And that is so good. Listen, if you just give God what belongs to him, when it comes to you needing the Lord, you don't have to be shaky. When you're waiting on God, when you're waiting on him, he will come through for you because you've come through for him. Thank you for that angle, Mother Johnson. We appreciate it so very, very much. Let me say to y'all this also. The Bible that says, ask and it shall be given, it works this way also in this area of waiting. Now, the Bible does say they that wait upon the Lord. But one of the things I've been adding when I ask things of God is something I heard, I believe, Lady Betty say. She said, Lord, she said, I know we are to wait on you. And, Lord, would you just know that we are human, Lord? We're human. And we don't have the patience like those who are perhaps in heaven. Human beings, would you please do it as soon as you can? I heard her pray that. Would you do it as soon as you can? Well, I'm just trying to tell you that you can ask. I mean, you can ask him if you would, Lord, as graciously as you can. Ask him as graciously as you can. Lord, bring it to pass as soon as you can. We appreciate it. We're human beings. We got that frailty to sometimes shake a little bit when things don't come like we think they ought to come. That's humanness. But let your faith override it. And it's all right to ask the Lord, if you would, Lord, as soon as you can. I know you're busy, but as soon as you can you... can you bring this to pass? I asked him that the other day. I have a vision. And I said, Lord, I know you'll do it in your own timing. But if you don't mind, as soon as you can, would you please bring this to pass soon? In Jesus' name I pray. Well, that's in the Word of God. You can't ask him. Amen. And before you know it, he may just, wow, bring it to pass right away. So you have not because you ask not. And some folk don't receive things because they don't know how to ask him properly. And the proper way to ask him is in the name of Jesus. And as humble as you can. You don't go to God. God hates that